home. G'day, Tyson. Congratulations
Hi, guys.
on being made a vice captain.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a big day.
When did you get the news, and why the new slimline look?
No, we voted on it probably maybe two weeks ago. So it's a process we have where all players cast their vote to, and kind of your top five, six. There's no real number set, but this year there was almost a definitive line between the top five, and there was about 14 blokes that got votes throughout the process. So we've got a leadership group that's probably a little bit longer than this, like with emerging leaders combined. But yeah, we just thought five is a good number, and it's working well so far.
Tyce, who missed out that would be spewing? Who would love to be a part of the leadership group that you know would be secretly just burning up at the moment?
Probably Maxie and Bally.
they're not there, but anyone currently on the list that you'd say that, in years to come they will be, but just not quite?
Yeah, no, I think there's probably a handful of younger blokes, your Taylor Adams and Jared Witt, that are really pushing hard to join the leaders, but might not have the experience there or weren't quite voted in. But, I mean, they've got the qualities there that they need to work on. Like you said, in a couple of years' time, they'll be thereabouts, and they'll probably push them out.
Tyson, I reckon last year there might have been a question mark whether you were going to sign up again towards the end of the year. It was becoming one of the stories of the season. Collingwood had a few of them trailing off towards the end. Were you ever really considering leaving the club, or what was the situation there?
Like you said, speculation from the media, but internally there was never really, I mean, there was options there, but it was never really an issue for us. The issue was about making finals, and that didn't really come to fruition, but the contract did post-season, so there was never really any doubt about if I was going elsewhere. I was very happy to stay, and the club were too. It was just a matter of putting it all together. So we got it right in the end, and got the leadership group now, so it's all going well.
Tyson, if you had your choice, if you had the magic fairy wand and you could play yourself in any position,
I like the magic
fairy
wand.
Where would you want to? Are you a forward? Are you a back? Or are you a midfielder? In your eyes,
I think forward. I think if all things are going well, I'm up forward. That means our defence are fully fit, and we have the boys down there that we need. So I think when Collins playing the best footy like we were early in the season, I was up forward, and I think I like it there the most. Whether it's just doing the defensive pressure acts or hitting the scoreboard as well, if I can do both, that'd be nice. But I think forward, I enjoy it up forward.
Well, I guess the next question then is, how's Nathan Brown tracking? He's basically the fullback, hasn't been on the park too often. If he's not there, you may well be thrown back there again. How's Nathan Brown tracking?
No, he's tracking well. We're almost a little bit sport for choice with the targets down back with the big boys. So we got Brownie that's pretty much had a fully uninterrupted preseason, which is good, and he's flying. You have Jack Frost, who killed it last year off zero games at the start of the year to play almost every game.
Yeah, Ben Reid.
Ben Reid, which can go forward or back. And then there's a couple of young blokes coming through as well. So, I mean, we're, like I said, sport for choice there. But Brownie's, he's probably going to be the rock. But keep him on the park, it's very good for the Pies.
Tyson, I would have thought Man Buns in the leadership group would be out. what's the hair doing?
What are you going to rock in 2015?
No, I've gone short. Still back inside. So, it's very aerodynamic, especially for pre-season more so. So I can get around the ground a little bit easier. They're getting longer and longer these pre-seasons and harder each year, so I had to go a little less weight on top.
Okay, I'll tell you what, can I recommend what am I wearing?
Brill cream.
Brill cream. Get the Brill cream. Oh, mate.
I think my granddad used to wear Brill cream.
Yeah, mate. I'm at Huntingdale Golf Club. They had some down in the locker room. I whacked some in. It is feeling magnificent. Hey, Tyson.
And looking sharp.
And looking good as well, Tyson. So get the Brill cream happening, mate. I'm telling you. It's a nice little shine about it. Hey, the Pies have always had the big trips. You know, they've always had the altitude trips.
Arizona.
The heat trips as well. This year, not so much. How do you reckon the preseason's gone without the big trip away?
I think it's been good. Yeah, like I said, we've had the altitude trips almost for the last six, seven years. So it was a big part of our pre-season. This year we had a solid post-Christmas and probably we hit the toes that we needed to in the way of time trials that we ran at the start of pre-season and just before Christmas. But then we went across to Queenstown only last week, which was actually really good. It wasn't so much a fitness camp. We got across there, only did two sessions on main football sessions for the week, but worked a lot on the team development, team structure kind of stuff. So coming back from there, the boys were refreshed and ready to work into this next phase, which is building into games, which is pretty exciting after such a long pre-season. But Yeah, not a massive trip, only the week, but gee, it was nice over there. I really recommend Queenstown.
Yeah, it's a ripper.
Hey, Tyson, I've just got a text message off somebody. Ask Tyson about his brother Jared, a better footballer, I hear. Thanks, Tom Jared.
How old's Jared?
How old is Jared? if his last two numbers of his phone are 1-7, it's him.
717.
Oh, 717.
Don't listen to the radio, Jared, and get back to work.
What does Jared do for a living?
Can he play?
Jared actually works at the Pies now. He can play. He's 5 years older than me, so he can't play as well anymore. He's slowing down, the kid, but can play very very high quality. He plays for Ballin out in the Eastern Footy League.
I don't know. Well, he's on 200,000 a year.
He's on more than you.
You're probably right. This isn't hard. He's got to pay him cashes instead of peanuts. He goes well. He plays that roaming half back line, so never has an opponent. That's the way he likes it. But yeah, like I said, he's just starting to slow down. He's about 32 now, so.
Right. Mm. Oh, there's another bloke. There's another bloke who goes pretty well down there. He's had 15 operations over the pre-season. Dane Swan. What's happening with him?
Dane Swan's moving well. Like I said, he just needed to freshen him up. He kind of tried to carry a couple of injuries through last year and didn't work out too well for us. So we offloaded him quite a bit up until Christmas. He's just been pushing on since then and has been actually training really well, training the house down and ticking boxes. So he's looking good, and if you can keep him fully fit, like he's a champion player and a champion bloke. So if you can get a Brownlow medalist and keep him on the field, then you're going to do well.
Did he get any more tats over the summer?
I think he's in there today. He probably has. You can't even notice anymore. He got a couple more to match his Sam Newman tat on his rear end, I'm pretty sure. I'll get him to show you it next time you see him.
Tell us, how many players wouldn't have tats at Collingwood?
The minimal. We drafted six blokes this year, I think. So I think we got six.
That's it. Everyone has them, don't they?
There's quite a few. Yeah. Whether it's just one or two, but there's a few guys with the sleeves or even double sleeves now. So
I tell you what, if Darcy Moore comes out on the ground with a sleeve, they've got some issues down there at Collingwood.
I think he's got a sleeve. He's got a sleeve.
Darcy Moore comes out with a sleeve, we know there are some problems there at Collingwood.
Hey, Tyce,
we're investing in a tattoo parlour next week as well.
That's smart.
Tyce, we're speaking to Travis Cloak a couple of weeks ago, weren't we?
Yeah.
And he said that you are one of the biggest users of his toys.
Yeah.
That it'd be good for you to pay for fuel for at least a couple of them.
The Hummer,
the bikes.
But you can't name them all, can you? He's got that many. Well, he's got so many he doesn't even use them. I said, I don't want him to go to waste, so I'm happy to take him out for him. Just keep him running, blow the cobwebs out. It's good fun.
Is he a good rider?
He's okay. Apart from the fact that he couldn't actually drive a manual, and he still can't. But
drive a manual.
He had to learn how to do the gears on the bike to start with, but once he got that down, Paddy wasn't too bad. he was out there today driving a manual for the second time, and I was in the back seat, and I was very glad we got through one lap, and I told him to pull over and let me out. It wasn't great.
Incredible. Now, you had the launch out of Calder today, tied in with the Holden re-signing with the footy club, which is fantastic. If you want to become a member of the Collingwood Football Club, I think they need a few, trying to get to 100,000 this year, 2015. Go to collingwoodfc.com.au. Tyson, good luck this year.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for having me.